Neil Coyle, what's your instinct about how it's gone in the last 24 hours here?
Here I feel cautiously optimistic. I feel buoyant is the word I like to use. It's, it certainly feels close. If nothing else, we've turned what should be one of the safest Lib Dem seats in the whole country with a long-standing MP into one of the most marginal results of the night. And that's through the effort of more than 1,000 individual volunteers who've been out with me today.
And what do you think of the turnout in Burnsy and Old Southwark? What does that say about democracy and democratic engagement?
I haven't seen the final figures for full turnout. I've been hearing lots about queues at polling stations, and that should be reassuring. It's healthy when more people vote. I'd like to see even more people vote, especially young people, women and ethnic minorities who tend to be more absent from the polls.
And what do you think of the national picture for Labour?
Obviously, it's hard to predict. It doesn't look brilliant in Scotland, but I'm hoping that the national exit poll isn't accurate. I'm hoping that we'll be doing better in certain seats. In the past, we've certainly done better where we've targeted more, and there's been more local campaigning door by door, which we've seen here. Which is why maybe, just maybe, we are tipping the national trend.
And it looks like there's a sort of a London picture, there's a Scottish picture, there's an everywhere else picture. What does that say about the future of the UK with different parts going so differently?
Whilst localised results can be good, I think actually you're right. There is a risk that with a rise in nationalism, be it UKIP within parts of England, and let's look at north of England where UKIP seems to be emerging as the second force. No one in the national media appears to be talking about the decline of the Conservative Party outside the south of England, but that's what we're seeing. UKIP are taking over. The nationalism, division, you know, the politics of division, and in Scotland, obviously the rise of SNP. Despite the referendum, we've got a nationalist party that appears to be doing very well.